A study released last year suggested that dinosaurs, like the Tyrannosaurus rex, had an exceptionally high number of neurons in their brains, that these high neuron counts were directly related to intelligence, and so as the result, the king of the dinosaurs had to be much more intelligent than what was assumed. I spoke with Christian Gutierrez, PhD, a research associate at the University of Alberta, and the corresponding author of a new released study that disputes the previous findings that the brains in dinosaurs like T-Rex were more like reptiles and were about as smart as an alligator. Christian Gutierrez explains the discrepancy between his team's study and the one published last year.
It comes to some of the assumptions that the previous study last year made, and they have to be with, one is that it has to be with which neuronal density you assume. So one thing that precisely the author of that study, Dr. Colano Housel, has shown in mammals and in other animals is that some brains have more neurons than other in terms of density. So if you try to calculate the amount of neurons based on the brain size, which is the only thing we can kind of get from a fossil like T-Rex or other dinosaurs, then you have to assume a density. And a lot of it comes down to saying, well, had the density of a bird or the density of a reptile. And so if you use the density of a bird and assume that the T-Rex had the neuronal density of a bird, then you come up with the number of 3 billion neurons. But we think that all evidence, including the relative size of the brain and what we can infer was the shape of the brain, suggests that the brain of a T-Rex and other basal theropods was much more closer to a reptile.
We're talking about neurons. First of all, can you tell us what a neuron is? And is there actually a direct connection between the number of neurons in the brain of an animal and the measure of its intelligence?
So neurons are the basic sort of functional unit of the brain. So they're cells that have axons, so they have large connection. They form the circuits in the brain and they fire, so they have electrical signals. So they connect to each other, they talk to each other with electrical signals. And this is the base of any functioning, from activating a muscle to detecting light in the eye. All works with neurons. And so precisely Dr. Colano Housel is the one who started this idea of counting the cells precisely in all brains. And this has been important because we have found some interesting difference. Some animals have a higher density of neurons than others. And this leads, for example, in mammals, it means that primates have much more neurons packed much more densely than like a mouse. And so because of this, and because the brain of humans is so big, it means that humans have around 90 billion neurons. And this is the most neurons than almost any other animal. The only one who has more neurons is elephant, which have like 250 billion. I think based on this is that some authors, including Dr. Colano Housel, have really pushed to the idea that the most neurons, the better. And kind of that the size of the body doesn't matter. Now, we think that there's something there because something that is absolutely true is that the bigger the animal, the more neurons you get. And so when you say that an animal has something like 3 billion neurons, and that's the same as a macaque, for example, or a baboon, but that baboon weighs 40 kilos versus the T-Rex that weighs 7 tons. So we think that you can't just assume that the absolute number of neurons is related to intelligence, although it is compelling, perhaps, that humans have almost the most neurons of anyone else.
That was Christian Gutierrez, a research associate at the University of Alberta. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.